Mr. Bryant went before the judge on Monday with no lawyer. After being put in jail over his refusal to appear in court last week, Mr. Bryant now says he's ready to participate in his trial. He says he is preparing his defense.
Beginning now, I'm entering a lot of consultations and just let's wait and see what happens on Friday.
Mr. Bryant was charged in February with embezzling more than $1 million during his short term in office. He was the chairman of Liberia's transitional government for just over 2 years following the end of Liberia's civil war in 2003. This week's court proceedings continue his trial, which began in March. Speaking via cell phone after his court appearance, Mr. Bryant told VOA he is innocent.
The charges are bogus. They're unfounded. Absolutely. I mean, I headed some. I would want to sabotage the government that I had. Does it make sense? And if I had sabotaged it, then how come we disarmed so many combatants? We had elections. The displaced people were resettled and all of that. I mean, does it make sense?
Mr. Bryant was charged after an audit by the Economic Community of West African States reported widespread graft during his term in office. He told VOA he is confident the trial will clear him of all charges. Liberia's president, Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, has said fighting corruption is a top priority of her administration. Information Minister Lawrence Kamla Brople says Mr. Bryant's trial will show past, current, and future leaders they will face consequences for any misconduct.
It will also set the stage for those who are yet to come to serve the public not to do what is not right by the people, especially abusing the public's trust.
David Togby, a radio talk show host in the capital, Monrovia, says Liberians are pleased to see a former leader being held accountable after initial doubts over the validity of the case.
The issue of the torture of impunity has been in the country for a long time, and so Liberians are very happy that a former leader who has been charged with corruption is being prosecuted. And their only concern is that should continue and that should not stop the Bryant. It should also cover all those who are linked to corruption.
Anti-corruption activists in Liberia warn work still remains to end corruption under the current government. Naomi Schwartz for VOA News, Dakar.